thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado that was located near Spring Green or 10 miles north of Dodgeville, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Locations impacted could include Wanakee, Baraboo, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Lake Wisconsin, Mazomanie, Spring Green, West Baraboo, and Black Earth. And if you are in the area of this tornado, warning, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning is out for northeastern Vernon County until 8 p.m. tonight. Also until 7:30, there is a tornado. Not a tornado, but a severe thunderstorm watch out for Vernon County as well. And then also Sauk County has a severe thunderstorm warning out until 7:15. And we're going to turn it over to Kevin Hartman, who's from Civic Media. He's keeping up to date on all the weather on his YouTube feed. And we would like to bring you some audio, and Kevin will probably have some information about this storm as well.
A good portion of the central Max FM listening area is being affected by this potentially tornadic thunderstorm. So once again, we've got this tornadic thunderstorm that is nearing Black Hawk. Sauk City area, you are definitely in it. Merrimack, Lake Wisconsin area, you're in it. Leland, Bluffview, you're in it. The Baraboo area, this warning just clips the Baraboo area, and we're just going to have to watch it, okay? As we slide a little bit further back to the west, northwest near Reedsburg, there's some strong wind. No real indication of a tornado there, but some strong wind near the Reedsburg vicinity. And that's a severe thunderstorm warning there. The rest of Sauk County is under a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:15.
Okay, we had seemed to have lost our audio for that information, and looks like we're back up again, so we'll turn it back to Corey Hartman.
Radio partners, we're on their Facebook page, 99.7 Max FM, with a live video stream, and we are also on YouTube. Just search Severe Studios, and you will find the live stream. We've got a massive area of showers, thunderstorms, potential tornadoes, damaging winds, reports coming in left and right now of 60 to 70 mile per hour winds, trees down, damage being reported, and we're going to get to all of that here in just a minute.
Okay, thanks, Corey, on that, and I'll pass along more information to you once again, since this is local to us. This warning is not far away from the Richland Center area, and it's in the WRCO listening area. There is a tornado warning for northeastern Iowa County, southwestern Columbia County, southern Sauk County, and that's until 7:15. At 6:48, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Spring Green or 10 miles north of Dodgeville, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. The hazards from this storm include tornadoes and half-dollar-size hail. And areas that could be affected by this include Wanakee, Baraboo, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Lake Wisconsin, Mazomanie, Spring Green, West Baraboo, Black Earth, Dane, Arena, Plain, Bluffview, Merrimack, Marksville, and Devil's Lake State Park. And also other landmarks that are included in this following location are Gibraltar Rock, Natural Area County Park, Hyde Hill, and the House on the Rock. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors in a mobile home, please take go into a more substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Also, I wanted to pass along about the severe thunderstorm warnings. There's a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Vernon County, and that's out until 8 p.m. tonight. And that storm has 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts as well as penny-sized hail. Also, going on as far as severe thunderstorms go, Vernon County also has one for southwest. In Vernon County also has one until 7:30. And those areas that are affected by that include La Crosse and Coon Valley around 6:50, so they should have gotten it already. And then Baroque, Westby, and Cashton should be getting that storm right now, but that is out until 7:30 this evening. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning is out for Sauk County in south central Wisconsin. That's on for the next 10 minutes, and areas that could be affected by that include Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, Spring Green, and West Baraboo. And I don't know if that's the same system that's going near the Spring Green area that prompted that tornado warning. But anyways, that's the information on that we got. We're going to break away for a little bit here. I do see another warning coming, another alert coming in. I'll check on what that is, and I'll be back with you within the next minute or two.
Up the mailbox, all shopping on the cable box. www. Oh, there's no escape. Every truck coming up around the bend. Beep, 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 just back it in. Sign here and here and here again. Cause there's no money down, no payments till. The whole place is crammed back filled with stuff. Stack it on us. Never gonna ever get. It's my minute, it ain't worth a dime, it's stuff. Spreading like weeds, dragging me under in an endless sea of stuff. Oh, there ain't no end, gotta get a bigger place so I can move in. Oh, stuff. It's getting late, but it's alright. Get it all, Mart's opened up all night. You can catch it all with a quick swipe. It's easier every day. SUVs and minivans, parading around in caravans, toting off more than the tires can stand. Cause there's no money down, no payments till. Every square inch of the whole world's filled with stuff. Stack it on us. Never gonna ever get enough. Oh, oh, it's treasure till it's mine. And it ain't worth a dime, it's stuff. Spreading like weeds, dragging me under in an endless sea of stuff. I'm dragging in, packing in. The man with the most, he just wants more stuff. Stack it on, stack it.
Okay, I'm going to keep it right here until we get any further warnings that come in. And just once again, we have that tornado warning that is out for northeastern Iowa County and southwestern Columbia County, also southern Sauk County, and that's until 7:15 p.m. At 6:48, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Spring Green or 10 miles north of Dodgeville, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Wanakee, Baraboo, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Lake Wisconsin, Mazomanie, Spring Green, West Baraboo, Black Earth, Dane, Arena, Plain, Bluffview, Merrimack, Marksville, and Devil's Lake State Park. If you are in the line of the storm, take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of the sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Also, just wanted to pass along some severe thunderstorm warnings. And now Columbia County and Sauk County are under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8 p.m. this evening. The communities that are included on that include Baraboo, Portage, Sauk City, and Wisconsin Dells. Also, there is a severe thunderstorm warning out until 8 o'clock for northeastern Vernon County, and that's going on until 8 o'clock tonight. That includes 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail. And the other one that we had here goes till 7:30, and that's for Vernon County in southwestern Wisconsin. And then one almost ready to expire is Sauk County in south central Wisconsin. I'm going to break away for a second as we do have something else coming in, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
She's got the moves like I got the music. We go together like rock and roll. I ride a fast wind, she likes a slow breeze. She brings me back no matter where I go. Hey! I get my paycheck Friday morning. There's nothing left by Friday night. I got some big dreams, she likes to paint them for me. That's all I get, well honey, that's alright. Drive a rundown Chevy, got a lottery ticket that never pays up. I ain't rich, but I'm ready to give her everything. Oh God, I hope it's enough, cause she loves me. I don't ask why. Yes, I'm a lucky guy. Special, she's the prettiest girl I've ever seen. She could have had her pick of the litter. She's got no business running around with me, cause I drive a rundown Chevy, got a lottery ticket that never pays up. I ain't rich, but I'm ready to give her everything. Oh God, I hope it's enough, cause she loves me.
Why? All right. Thank you for keeping it tuned here to WRCO 100.9 FM. We do got that new warning that's came in, and actually it is a tornado warning. And that tornado warning is until 7:45 p.m. for southwestern Columbia County and eastern Sauk County. At 7:10, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 7 miles northwest of Prairie du Sac, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. Locations impacted that could be impacted by this include Baraboo, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Wisconsin, Lake Delton, West Baraboo, also North Freedom, Merrimack, and also Devil's Lake State Park. Other landmarks include Mirror Lake State Park and Gibraltar Rock Natural Area County Park. If you're in the path of the storm, take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows if you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle. Move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Also, there is that tornado warning out for northeastern Iowa County, also southwestern Columbia County, and southern Sauk County, and that is actually expired. So that it was until 7:15. But if you are in that area, do be on the lookout just in case you do get some hazardous weather. Also, there is a severe thunderstorm warning out for Columbia County in southern south central Wisconsin and eastern Sauk County in south central Wisconsin until 8 o'clock tonight. And areas, those communities affected by this will include Baraboo, Portage, Sauk City, and Wisconsin Dells. There's also a severe thunderstorm warning till 8 o'clock for northeastern Vernon County. And also northeastern Vernon County, or actually southwestern, no, Vernon County itself is under a warning, a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:30. And then another one has expired in Sauk County. That was the one that was until 7:15 this evening. Once again, there is a tornado warning for southwestern Columbia County and eastern Sauk County. And that is until 7:45 this evening. As I mentioned, at 7:10 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 7 miles northwest of Prairie du Sac, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Baraboo, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Wisconsin, Lake Delton, West Baraboo, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Rock Springs, Harmony Grove, and also Interstate 9094, and also Devil's Lake State Park could be affected by this tornado. And take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room of the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. And as far as that one goes, there is no report yet of any touchdowns on that, but that storm did have the potential of a tornado. Now, once again, there's a tornado warning. That one was expired, so I won't mention that again. But there is a severe thunderstorm warning out for Columbia County and eastern Sauk County until 8 o'clock tonight. And also, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for in northeastern Vernon County, and that goes until 8 o'clock tonight. And then another one for Vernon County in southwestern Wisconsin until 7:30 this evening. So that one only has about another 10 minutes left on that one before it expires. And once again, there is a tornado warning for southwestern Columbia County and eastern Sauk County, and that's until 7:45 p.m. Communities that could be impacted by this include Baraboo, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Wisconsin, Lake Delton, West Baraboo, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Rock Springs, Harmony Grove, and Devil's Lake State Park. I'm going to go again to Corey Hartman. We'll see what he has for an update and see what he has for information on severe weather that is going on in the area.
Warning now in effect for northeastern Iowa County, south central Columbia County, western Dane County, and southeastern Sauk, just the very small portion of southeastern Sauk County that wasn't already in a tornado warning, now is in a tornado warning. At 7:17, or 2 minutes ago, severe thunderstorms capable of producing tornadoes and straight line winds, located along a line from about Mazomanie to Black Earth, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. The locations possibly impacted by this storm include Mount Horeb, Cross Plains, Mazomanie, Martinsville, Middleton, Verona, Fitchburg, Madison, McFarland, Maple Bluff, Wanakee, Dane, Lodi, Arlington, and DeForest. So pretty much anywhere along this line, we're just going to take it from Dells to Madison, Dells to Madison, and back to the west to Mazo. Anyone that lives in that area should be in shelter for at least the next half hour, maybe 45 minutes, as these storms move through. Multiple trees reported down in Dodgeville. Golf ball-ish size hail to ping pong ball size hail reported just north of Dodgeville as these storms went through. Storms are moving into Baraboo as we speak. I can hear the wind and the rain and everything coming through the Baraboo area. We're lucky because we're in the basement studio already, so we're fine. Again, backup power and backup connections here, and we're going to stay on the air and continue to bring you this information. 7:20 is our current time. I'm Corey Hartman, Drew Smith helping me out, as well as Dave Grant. A tornado warning continues for the Baraboo area, for the Sauk Prairie area. This goes until 7:45 p.m. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado, basically in West Baraboo now, making its way through Devil's Lake State Park, making its way through Baraboo proper, up toward the airport, up toward Ho-Chunk, and eastward over toward Portage along Highway 33. You should be in shelter. Lake Wisconsin, Merrimack, Sauk Prairie, Sauk City area also needs to remain in shelter. As we look at other areas of rotation on the radar here, there's some strong wind, possible rotation right over Mazomanie right now. And that is going to continue to track eastward along Highway 19. If you're in the Roxbury area, you should be seeking shelter at this time. Down toward Martinsville, Lodi, you're included, Wanakee, Cross Plains, Middleton, Madison, Verona, Mount Horeb. All of those areas should be in shelter. And again, surrounding all of that is a severe thunderstorm warning for the possibility of 60 to 70 mile per hour winds. Again, just numerous reports of trees and power lines coming down back into portions of northeastern Iowa, southeastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin. There's roads closed. It's not a good thing. Right in La Crosse, some big tree branches came down, damaged some cars. A 63 mile per hour wind gust was reported in French Island near Onalaska, Wisconsin. Again, further back to the west in Iowa, West Union, Fayette County, Iowa, trees and power lines down, trees into a house, power lines down in Elgin, Iowa. There's been 75 mile per hour winds, actually 77 mile per hour winds in the Dubuque area, 75 mile per hour winds near Hazel Green, Wisconsin. Dodgeville, multiple trees are down in Dodgeville. Some ping pong ball size hail came through. Trees and branches down in Spring Green. So these storms are packing a punch as they move through. And let's recap what we've got going on. Again, the Baraboo area is under a tornado warning. And that is going until 7:45, about another 22 minutes or so. Line of strong storms with 60 to 70 mile per hour winds. Possible tornadoes moving through Baraboo right now, heading toward the Merrimack area. Sauk City, you're kind of squeezed between a couple areas of rotation. If you are in Sauk City, either in Prairie or Sauk City itself, Sauk Prairie vicinity, you want to be in shelter. If you're in Roxbury, you want to be in shelter. Lodi should be in shelter and eventually up toward Poinette and Arlington. There is strong winds being indicated on the radar coming through Dodgeville, heading toward Barneveld, heading toward Mount Horeb. The Madison area is also under this tornado warning, although it's going to take a little while for it to get there. What's it look like outside there, Drewski?
It's raining.
All right. So if there is any rotation or tornadoes in these storms, they're going to be very, very hard to see because of how much rain is coming down. Rotation is pretty much buried right in the middle of the rain. So it's going to be pretty hard to see anything. We still have a pretty good indication of rotation on the radar, just passing Baraboo, maybe on the southeast side of town, heading up toward Highway 33. Merrimack, again, you should be in shelter. Strong winds, possible rotation, possible tornado heading your direction. Sauk Prairie vicinity, Lodi, Poinette, Arlington, Dane should all be in shelter at this time. Roxbury, if I didn't mention it. Wanakee, DeForest, Windsor, all in the path of a potential tornado, or if nothing else, some very strong straight line winds.
Okay, thank you for that update, Corey. We'll switch back to Corey if anything urgent comes in again, but he kind of gave you a rundown on those tornado warnings that are around in the area. It's still around close to the area, but it seems like it's moving away, starting to move east, which is good for us. Hopefully, we won't have any more weather like that. Right now in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 72 degrees, according to the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. And I just wanted to let you know then, to give you an update, we did receive 1 inch and 84 hundredths of rain today. So during the downpour, we had 1 and 44 hundredths of an inch earlier today. And then during the downpour, we received almost 4/10 of an inch. So almost a half an inch of rain pouring down. One thing to keep in mind, too, we did get quite a bit of rain. We had over an inch of rain yesterday. And I'm not psychic. I can't look ahead. But we did have all over an inch of rain yesterday. And, of course, we're getting close to the 2-inch mark today. And that means the ground is saturated, so there will probably be a lot of flooding. So if you're out and about, if you go to any roadways, see any standing water, please turn around. Don't drown, because there could be a possibility that we don't want the waters to take you away and have something bad happening to each and every one of you. Once again, I am going to run down these tornado warnings that we have in effect right now. There is a tornado warning for northeastern Iowa County, south central Columbia County, and southeastern Sauk County, and that's on until 8 o'clock tonight. There was at 7:17, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing tornadoes were located along a line extending from near Mazomanie to near Black Earth, near Blanchardville, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. Areas that could be affected by this that are in the path of the storm is Mount Horeb, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, DeForest, Cross Plains, Mazomanie, Shorewood Hills, and Black Earth. And if you are in the path of the storm, please take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Also, there is that tornado warning still in effect. Actually, it looks like that had expired. So that is good news as far as that one goes. So that tornado warning, there was one out till 7:15, and that was for northeastern Iowa County and southwestern Columbia County, as well as southern Sauk County. So that one has expired. But there is another one on until 7:45 this evening, and that is for southwestern Columbia County and eastern Sauk County. What triggered this warning to go into effect was at 7:10. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 7 miles northwest of Prairie du Sac, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. And locations that could be affected by that, as you heard from Corey, Baraboo's getting some bad weather there. Also, the ones other places that could be in effect from that, besides Baraboo that are close to the area, is Lake Delton as well, and Devil's Lake State Park. So if you're in those locations, please take cover, go to a basement or an interior room of the lowest floor of a sturdy building, and avoid windows. If you're outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Also, there is a severe thunderstorm warning out for Columbia County and eastern Sauk County until 8 o'clock tonight, and also one for going out until 8 o'clock tonight as well for northeastern Vernon County. And then another one that was out that has expired, that was the one, actually it's on until the next minute, and that was for Vernon County. Okay, we will break away, and I will be back with any more information here shortly. And we'll take you to ABC News and give you an update on the national news.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. What's ahead now that former President Trump's criminal hush money trial is in recess until next week?
Tuesday, they'll do the summation, so closings in the case, potentially work on Wednesday. And then, look, this goes to the jury. The jury will begin deliberating. So in terms of timeline, when the jury begins deliberating, how long that will take, obviously, is unclear.
ABC's Catherine Falders. A not guilty plea from former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. He faces 9 felony charges, accused of trying to overturn Mr. Trump's 2020 election loss in Arizona to President Biden. 10 others, including the state's former GOP party chair, also pleaded not guilty. The president says the PACT Act has helped more than a million Iraq and Afghan war vets whose health was adversely impacted by exposure to toxic substances while they were deployed. Stocks closed higher. This is ABC News. The White House says President Biden will name a successor to lead the FDIC soon, calling on the Senate for a quick confirmation. Chair Martin Greenberg says he'll step down as soon as there is a successor. A Texas teenager is kickstarting his tech career.
Necessity, as they say, is the mother of invention.
One day I was at soccer practice and my phone was dead and I was unable to call my mom to tell her to come pick me up.
The light bulb moment for Lino Marrero.
What if I can just transfer the energy that I wasted on the soccer field into my phone?
Thus was born what he calls the Kinetic Kicks 2.0, a shoe insert that uses the footsteps of the wearer to charge a power pack.
Patent pending, which is pretty cool.
And champion at a recent science festival. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Domino's, the world's top-selling pizza chain, has pledged $174 million to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital over the next decade. The funds will come from its Roundup campaign, where customers donate the difference between their purchase and the next dollar amount. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Suds in the sink, chickens in the skillet, ice in the drink, heads in the clouds, diamonds in the rough, he's in a Chevy and I'm in love. Happy's in heaven, mama's in town, daddy's in the doghouse, corn's in the ground, sister's in a room smoking God knows what, he's in a Chevy and I'm in love. Stars in a line, he's in the drive and I'm in love. Tips in the apron, hairs in a braid, Mercury's all in retrograde. Silver in the spoon, no blue in his blood, he's in Levi's, I'm in love. Talking about who I'm out of my mind, 2 bottles into a bottle of wine. Man's in the moon and the deer's in red, wind in the chimes, stars in a line. In a line, he's in a drive and I'm in love. Chills down my spine, heart's on the line, he's on mine and I'm in love.
backwoods Tennessee byways. One arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft, southern thrill. I worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. No, I couldn't feel better, 'cause I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parked in a holler 'neath the mountain moonlight. I hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh, so right. My Dixieland delight. Tail buck deer munching on clover, a red tail hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, just as free as a feeling in the wind. A homegrown country girl gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parked in a holler 'neath the mountain moonlight. I hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle diving on a Mason-Dixon night.
That was the Old Crow Medicine Show with Dixieland Delight on WRCO 100.9 FM. Our time is 7:39, and our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, is 71 degrees. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge shows a total of 1 inch and 84 hundredths of rain. So 1 inch and 84 one hundredths of an inch of rain today so far. And during that downpour we had earlier, we had about 4 tenths of an inch of rain. So a lot of rain in the Richland Center area and across the whole area as far as that goes. A lot of them have been having tornado warnings. The latest tornado warning, as you probably heard a little bit ago, was northwestern and Columbia and northeastern Sauk counties. And that goes out until the time is 8:15 when that will expire. At 7:27, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing tornadoes were located along a line extending from Wisconsin Dells near Lodi, and that's moving north at 50 miles per hour. Local communities that could be affected by that include Baraboo, Portage, and Wisconsin Dells. And if you're in the line of those storms in that area, please take cover. Go to a basement or interior room in the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Also avoid windows. If you're outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Also, there is a tornado warning out until 8 o'clock, so that's got about another 19 minutes on that, and that is for northeastern Iowa County and south central Columbia County and southeastern Sauk County. That was the storm that was located at 7:17 tonight, and it was a thunderstorm capable of producing tornadoes, and they were located along a line from near Mazomani to near Black Earth, and that was moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. And there was communities that could be affected by that. One included Sauk City, Prairie du Sac, Cross Plains, and down in that area. And once again, please take cover if you're in that storm area. And one that's going to be expiring in the next 4 minutes, that's a tornado warning that was out for southwestern Columbia County and eastern Sauk County. So in another 4 minutes, you should be safe on that one. But there's still two severe thunderstorm warnings out, one until 8 o'clock. One is for northeastern Vernon County, and the other one is for Columbia County as well as Sauk County. And both those are out until 8 p.m. this evening. And once again, remember, there is a tornado watch for Crawford, Vernon, Grant, Richland counties until 9 this evening, and a tornado watch until midnight for Iowa and Sauk counties. And if you've been listening to those warnings, those are the areas that have been getting the tornado warnings down around that way. So, yeah, once those expire, we'll let you know. I'll be here until all the watches and warnings expire. Make sure everyone stays safe. So be sure to keep it tuned to WRCO 100.9. We'll keep you up to date on any further warnings as they come in. Coming up next, we have Low Cash Cowboys from 2013 with Chase a Little Love.
Got a Saturday night girl that I've been saving. You got a sweet kiss I've been dying to taste it. Baby, take off them shades, let me see them blue eyes. Wanna look real deep and get lost in them one time, baby, all night. Got an empty seat, so hop in with me. Take a ride, moonlight, do whatever feels right. Your lips on mine, and all the stop signs, radio so slow. Park up on the hill and turn out the light. Chase a little love tonight. Baby, this old truck ain't no Range Rover. It's got a custom leather bench seat so you can slide over and get closer till you ride up on my shoulder. Let's roll them down. Park up on the hill and turn out the light. Chase a little love tonight. Shine the wheels, watch that truck beeline. Gonna pick you up. There you go, looking fine. Sure enough, gonna make you mine. Yeah, let's roll them down.
I'll stick around, moonlight, do whatever feels right. Your lips on mine, and on the stop signs, radio so slow. Creep down a known road, ain't nobody gotta know where we at. Let's go. Catch a feeling, park up on the hill and turn out the light, and chase a little love tonight. Let's chase a little love.
Chasing a dollar, and in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, if you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter, that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
You can buy dirt. Thank the good Lord for it,
cause he ain't making any more of it.
So buy dirt.
Find the one you can't live without.
Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground.
Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. And send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy
That was Luke Bryan with Jordan Davis and Buy Dirt. Our time is 7:48. We got a new severe thunderstorm warning in. This one is for Grant County. Until 8:45 tonight, at 7:45, a severe thunderstorm was located over Luxembourg, or 14 miles south of Gutenberg, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. Hazards include 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Communities that could be affected by this storm, that's in the path of this storm, include Cassville, and they should get the storm around 7:50, Lancaster around 8:05, and Fenimore around 8:10. Other locations include Montfort and Mount Ida. So if you're in the path of that storm, please be careful. Also, there is a tornado warning for northeastern or northwestern Columbia and northeastern Sauk counties, and that's until 8:15 this evening. And communities that could be affected by that is Baraboo, Portage, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, around in that area. If you're in that area, take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows if you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle. Move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Also, there is a tornado warning until 8 o'clock tonight, so it's in effect until the next 10 minutes for northeastern Iowa County and south central Columbia County, as well as southeastern Sauk County. And that one, communities that could be affected by that include Mount Horeb, Sauk City, Prairie du Sac, Lake Wisconsin, Cross Plains down in that area. There's also a severe thunderstorm warning until 8 o'clock for northeastern Vernon County. Sorry about that. And like I say, that's until 8 o'clock tonight. And then another one until 8 o'clock tonight for Columbia County and eastern Sauk County and Portage, Baraboo, Sauk City area. That's one that could be affected. Seems like those areas were pretty much mostly affected by the storms, are being affected by storms tonight. The night's still young yet, though. We may have some, but we'll just keep an eye out on that and keep you informed. Just a reminder, we do have that tornado watch out until 9 p.m. for Crawford, Vernon, Grant, and Richland counties. Also, there is a tornado watch until midnight for Iowa and Sauk counties. Please keep it tuned to WRCO 100.9, and we'll keep you up to date on any warnings as they come in.
I thought by now I'd have it figured out, how not to make the easy things so hard to do. I bet that I'd be further down this road if I could read the signs that point me to the truth. I never planned on being nothing but a cowboy, but somewhere I picked up this old guitar. Girl, all I can say is that I'm sorry if I get kinda careless with your heart. All the headlines, all the midnights, chasing all that empty, still ain't got it right. All the crazy, all the gypsy, I guess all I saying is forgive me if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human. So far I've been good at burning bridges, strike a match and ride right out of town. Bless your heart for never trying to fix me, quit me, slow me down. All the headlines, all the midnights, chasing all that empty, still ain't got it right. All the crazy, all the gypsy, I guess all I'm saying is forgive me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human. All the highways playing outlaw, rolling out of nowhere with the brakes off. All the crazy and the whiskey, waking up and wondering what hit me. Oh, forgive me, I really don't know what I'm doing, 'cause I'm still learning to be human. Still learning to be human.
bank of the river. Stars are dancing, Lord, it's hot. Holding you is what I live for. I just had a crazy thought. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss the same old life, goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. We'll find a little wedding chapel, a pair of rings and a preacher too. Underneath the neon steeple, we'll take a
My name is Tim Thied. I'm going to be here with you, giving you any updates on any storms that are happening this evening. I'll be here until we have the all the watches and warnings expire. We did get a call. Got a call from a couple of different listeners down near the Bosqueville area, wondering if there was anything down there. And we didn't receive any reports from the National Weather Service or anything. They did say there was some sirens going off down there, like so. The possibility could be a fire siren, but if it maybe it's a tornado siren, I'm not sure. But if you want to be on the safe side, you can just take some cover and be on the cautious side. But I haven't seen any reports on any tornado warnings for around the Grant County area or down near Bosqueville or anything. But close to Bosqueville, there is a severe thunderstorm warning, and that's for Grant County, and that's until 8:45. Places that could be impacted by that at 8:05, it looks like it's going to be in the Lancaster area, and around 8:10, the Fenimore area. So maybe that one is on the way to the Bosqueville area. We're not sure, but no tornado warnings, so no need to worry about that. But once we do get an update on that, if we do have a warning for Bosqueville or anywhere near the in the WRCO listening area, we'll definitely keep you up to date on that. There is a tornado warning out until 8:15 for Northwestern Columbia County and Northeastern Sauk County. So if you're in that area, and please take cover and please stay safe. Also, so all the other there was another tornado warning that was out until 8 o'clock, and that has expired. Also, there was also a severe thunderstorm.